It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den, the show that is better than fake billionaires. I promise you, we are better than fake billionaires. I am hanging out with Joe Curry. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
And Pip Helix. Hi, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
On the show, I ask, am I the jerk? Was my friend the jerk? Are we both jerks, or is neither one of us a jerk? Chocolate milk, gateway liquid, or fine source of nourishment, and a brand new scamming scammers. But we're going to start, we have things to fetch about. We're going to start with a you stink. Let me cue that up, because Joe has been sitting on this stink for a little bit now, and it is now just about.
You stink!
All right, Joe.
Well, I live in an HOA, basically it's the neighborhood I've wanted to live in for the past 20 years. Finally got an opportunity, actually 30 years. Finally, after my divorce, I moved in. Now, the thing about the house I wanted to get is my whole thing is I wanted just to come home, I want to go to sleep, take a shower, pick up my stuff, and go on to the next thing. I don't have a dream. I had it with my last house where I set it up the way I just want to do this. Now, due to that fact, I really don't have to deal with the Homeowners Association, which has rules, regulations, bylaws. I don't really have to deal with that because basically I don't do much. I don't do anything outside. Everything is nice. Now, over the 4th of July weekend, I want to go to the pool. So the first day I get to the pool, I walk in. You have to show your ID. I don't care. It's not a problem. I have my ID. I show it to the girl, and the girl goes, okay, and I write my name down, and I write the time I'm at the pool. I go the next day, okay? I have my ID with me. There's a guy there. He could care less, doesn't even want to see it. Just sign your name, go. I go there on the Monday. I go there the Monday, and I have my wallet in the car. I don't have it because I've already signed. The girl goes, I need to sign ID. And I go, I have it in the car. Well, I need to see ID. So I go, look. I go, here is my signature from Saturday that you saw, my signature. I go, here is my signature from yesterday. I go, we're going to do a trick. I'm going to sign right now. And as you could see, the signature matches yesterday and the day before. Therefore, I'm me. I need to see. I go, it's in the car. I'll bring it tomorrow.
Now, let me stop you here. Here's a very interesting dilemma. Because Joe is a fan, thinks everybody, when they vote, should have photo ID. Yet in New York State, you don't need photo ID. You just need to have your signature, which they will compare signatures. So Joe is being held up for a photo ID when Joe just goes, but I signed. You can compare. Very ironic.
But the difference is when you go to vote, you go from the date, you go from, it's been a year since you've been there. Or maybe if there's a special election, maybe like 6 months ago. This was a day before when she saw me and I signed.
Well, maybe your HOA is just wants buttoned-up security.
Well, so common sense takes over. So I go, look, I'll bring the ID the next time. I really don't want to go back to the car, so I walk away. So then while I'm there, I go in the pool. I jump out.
Wait. You were able to get into the pool? How they didn't refuse you?
No.
What was this little girl going to do? Wrestle him to the ground?
Well, then what's the point of the little girl? If she can't do anything, what's the point of her?
Well, here's the deal. I told her, I'll show you the ID. I'm not going back to the car. I have shown that I am here. And by the way, there's nobody else at the pool. So I go in, and I jump in the pool. I sit back down to dry off. This guy comes up to me. Mr. Curry? I'm like, yeah. Hi, I'm from the HOA, and I hear there's a bit of a problem. I go, what problem? Well, you know, you really need to show your ID when you come here. We want to make sure nobody gets in. And I go, look around you. Nobody's gotten in. And I go, let me explain something to you.
That's where Joe has to go look around. It's working.
I go, you're as dumb as her. I go, I explain.
Wait, hold on. You said that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Lecturing me. he's lecturing me. And I go, you're as dumb as her. I go, I showed her two spaces where I signed. And I told her that I will show my ID the next time, but I have got given you more than proof, and I'm not going back to the car. And I go, now, while I got you here, the cement ribbon in front of my driveway, when is that going to be fixed? Well, you have to go to the website on my bill. I go, why can't you get me the website and the contact? Well, it's on the payment slip that you got to write to. I go, really? And they go, by the way, the landscapers cut the cord to my little lighthouse thing again. I go, who do I go? Well, it's all on the website. You go to the. I go, you can't put it in my mailbox. You know where I live. No, it goes on to the. You look at. So let me get this straight. This girl calls you. You were tripping over yourself to run in here and lecture a resident. But when a resident actually needs help, you can't help. I go, what is your actual function? Is it to harass the residents or it's try to help the residents? Mr. Curry, all you have to do, I don't want to look on the website. I don't know where the booklet is. I want to know today. Why can't you look today? I go, what is your job here? Well, Mr. Curry, I can't. So it just shows you how stubborn these HOA people, they're very power hungry. And all this guy knows, now the other guy, all he had to do is go, this is where common sense comes in. All you have to do is go, look, you know, the next, could you just show the ID? Look, I know your address. Look, I'll stop by. I'll put the email. I'll even put the contact in. All right? And we walk away friends. But no, they have to have this whole power trip.
So see, if I'm the guy, yes. Yes, it's my job to annoy you. And it seems like it's working. and Joe would have gone, okay.
Get a point.
I asked him what his job was. The man told me.
He showed me.
Clearly, he's qualified for this.
Oh, yeah. So I, as I leave the pool, I speak to the girl. She had to be about maybe 19, 20. And I go, you need to understand something. I go, in business, something that you did without pushing an issue that is just so obvious will cost you money. And I go, and in business, I've seen something that you've done like this cost at least $50,000 in business because somebody just didn't feel like doing business with that, the lack of common sense. So I go, I don't know. You seem like a smart girl. I don't know if you're going into medicine, you're going into business, but this is the skill that you're going to need. You know?
Maybe you got it all wrong. Maybe this job is paying her way to pole dancing school. You know, because so many times we hear that the pole dancers are paying their way for medical school or law school. Maybe we're giving too much credit here because Joe clearly has no respect for her. Go, listen, is this job paying your way for pole dancing school?
But it's even like common sense at Walmart. I wanted to get a little holder, phone holder for the trip. And I'm waiting. I had to wait over 30 minutes for somebody to open up the cabinet. And then I go to grab the item, and the woman goes, sir, I need to take that. You can't grab that. I go, what is this, the Shroud of Turin? It's a phone holder. What's wrong with you people? Does anybody have a brain in this place? So the whole thing, there is so many people now.
Now, Joe, hold on. Hold on, Joe. Did this Walmart employee, did you offer to show her your signature?
No, that wouldn't have helped. But the thing about it is there is a contingent of people out there that don't think outside the box, don't use common sense, and it's scary. It's scary how stupid people are and don't want to think outside the box. And I don't have patience with it. I really don't.
Well, hold on. You don't have patience for a lot of things. This is just on the list.
Yeah, but as I get older, my level is a little bit higher before I go. But
because you're tired.
They've worn you down.
After explaining to the girl three times, here's my signature, enough is enough. After explaining to the HOA manager everything, and he can't have a legitimate problem, that's it.
See, Joe made the mistake. Joe made the mistake. Joe knows the answer to this because almost 20 years ago, however long I've known Joe should have said, hold on, let me call up Davin, let me tell him what's going on, and then let me, you talk to her. And I would have said, who else wants to be him?
Oh, wait a minute. That's a good point.
Exactly. Let the man in. Nobody else is pretending to be Joe Curry. All right. We got to take our first break. When we come back, am I a jerk? I think Joe has the answer.
Yeah. It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Davin's Den.
And we are back. You are listening to Davin's End. Thank you for hanging out with me and Joe and Pip. So I went to a concert. And originally we had lawn seats for these concerts. Lawn seats are uncovered. So, you know, when you get yourself the lawn seats, you go, it's not possibly going to rain on the day I want to go to the concert. The weather will be lovely.
Of course it will.
Well, it's been raining nonstop.
Yeah.
And the forecast for this concert was rain, heavy rain, and thunderstorms.
Oh, man.
And I asked my buddy who works at Live Nation, I go, do they usually cancel concerts for thunderstorms? He's like, no, only like a couple times has that ever happened. Like, okay. So I call my buddy because I got tickets for me and my friend. I got us the lawn seats months ago. Hey, you want to meet up early? Because I could come back from Maryland where I am. I can meet you on the way up. He's like, no, I'm getting a ride with a couple of other people. Okay. So now, I'll go home and then I'll come back down. So a couple days before the concert, I go, what do you think about maybe we upgrade? Maybe we should just get the covered seats.
Yeah,
and like, let's see what the forecast is. Mm-hmm. So the concert's on Sunday. Friday, I get a message from my other friend. Go, hey, I got an extra seat for the concert. You know, covered a seat. Oh. Do you want to come? I go, listen, I'm going with my buddy. I can't do that.
Yeah.
I can't leave him. I go, if you get another seat, there's another seat, you know, then maybe. He goes, let me see. All right, let me see. So I get next day, my buddy John, the one with the, he goes, listen, how much do you love me? I go, well, not in the way you want me to love you.
You know, it's funny with the ticket guys and your crew. Dennis is the same way. You're going to love me.
Listen, if I barely tolerate you, you're ahead of the game. But anyway, he's like, I got two extra seats.
Oh, wow.
I go, that's great. I go, let me tell my friend.
Yeah.
He goes, so he gets back. He goes, oh, I can't because I'm going with two other guys. Hey, what two other guys? He didn't tell me that. I said I was getting a ride down there. I go, yeah, but you didn't tell me. I got us two seats.
Right.
He's like, well, they were long. I figured we'd all sit together.
Oh, jeez.
I'm like, well, that's not what you told me. I go, well, listen, I'm sitting in the covered seat.
Right.
You know, I offered you to come with me. I wasn't going to leave you. I'm sitting in the covered seat. He's like, okay. So, am I the jerk right here?
No.
How could you be the jerk?
Well, because I'm leaving, because originally I was going to go with my friend Scott, but now I'm going to sit with John.
But here is your out. You didn't know he was bringing his other buddies.
Correct.
If
right.
you knew about the other buddies, then you're still kind of obligated to stay with the group. But you got seats for the both of you to get under the cover, and then he said, well, I got my other friends, but I can't be handcuffed to that. I didn't know that. I'm going to take the seats under the shelter.
Yeah.
So was he a jerk?
No. No, I mean
no, because he had to be loyal to to his friends. I mean, it
well,
is,
he could have been loyal to me.
No?
He could have been loyal to me. I'm the one who got the tickets. It's my idea. Could have been loyal to me.
Yeah, he should have told you there were two other guys involved.
Yes,
he should have done that. But it doesn't necessarily make him a jerk. It's just like, you know, it was an error of omission.
An error of
and because he didn't say he's got to stay with his friend because he can't do it to his friends. So that's his problem.
And I guess I guess he was the middleman with the friends. Like, they didn't really know each other.
Oh,
he's the glue, and I didn't know them.
So he had to stay with them because they didn't really know each other. It'd be like, okay, suckers, you're going to get to be friends now in the rain together.
Well, I said, well, why don't they just upgrade, too? Because the day of the concert, you could upgrade for 30 extra bucks.
Yeah.
You know what? Upgrade. I would have upgraded for $30.
Especially if they're talking about thunderstorms. Hell yeah.
So the day of the concert.
Let me And let me tell you something about the rain. Basically, this Friday night, I had a bunch of coworkers from the day program going to see this country artist at Jones Beach. And the weather was supposed to be horrendous, and they lucked out. There was no rain whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I'm 60 miles away doing the Portobello show, and it was a monsoon storm after storm after storm after storm. And from the show, I'm writing to my friend Laura, and I'm like, "How are you guys? Are you getting rain?" She goes, "No, it's dry." I go, "It's a monsoon here." So yeah, I'm going to go see Ghost in Connecticut next month. Outside show. I hope it's nice. If not, I'll have to bring a poncho or something like that. But that's the chance you take with the outdoor.
Well, hold on. I got more to this though.
Ooh.
Because the day of, the weather forecast improved.
Oh.
So okay. There was a chance of no rain during the actual concert. Now, I still opted to sit in the covered seats.
Sure.
With the forecast improved and there was no rain, should I have sat with them?
No, you didn't have to.
No, stick to your guns. Stick to your guns.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Now it looks like you're two-faced if you go back out to them. So let me get this straight. You don't want to sit with us if it's going to rain. But I mean, you're coming out here if it doesn't. Really? Go back inside. So you made the right move.
Yes, I'm coming back out there if it doesn't. But that's what I would do. But I actually met up with Scott a couple times in between the various intermissions. Oh. So, but.
No, you know what? That was really fine. If he had, it's not like you would have been the jerk had your other friend said, "Hey, I got you a covered seat," and you didn't try to get your buddy one, and you were just like, "You know what? I got a seat. Sucks to be you."
Yeah, I think if there's only one covered seat, I have to suck it up in the rain.
Yes, you would.
You do. And like I said, for the simple fact that you offered him the other seat, and he's got his friends that you did not know were coming. You know, look, I got the seat. I told the guy I didn't know I'm going to take the seat. You know,
yeah.
Concerts. You know, it's concerts are sometimes everyone for themselves.
It's tricky.
I mean, like a lot of times, like Dennis, my buddy Dennis, will get phenomenal seats if I go to a concert with Dennis. Dennis goes, "All right, I'm going to be sitting up here. You're going to be, down here." He couldn't get the seats together, but it's not a problem because the seats are ridiculously unbelievable. So he, so we don't have to sit together, but we're still at the concert and we're still having a good time.
Yeah, I mean, with texting, I think it makes it a little bit more feasible.
Yeah,
because I was texting with Scott during the show, like silly comments and whatnot. And he was texting back.
And you know what? Yeah. And he was not sitting there alone.
So if he was alone, that would have been a real jerk move.
Boy, I'm really enjoying these better seats. And it's so nice to be covered.
He'd be with you. No, that's not a problem.
Okay, well, I didn't know because I feel now. What happens if he had told me his two other friends were coming?
You have to defer and you have to stay out with those guys.
Yeah. But when I first made the plans, they were with Scott. I didn't make plans for the two other friends.
No, you didn't. So you weren't. So you had no
commitment.
You had no commitment. You had no reason that you had to be the one. That was going to make. You couldn't make plans for all three of them. You didn't know the two of them existed, but he couldn't leave his buddies. So you tried.
He could have, because they still had somebody. I mean, they didn't know each other that well.
They didn't know each other. So it would have been, a dick move.
Yeah, but it's all, that's not a word we use. on the lawn, it's all community. Thanks, Pip.
You know I do this.
Yeah. But I feel like the lawn, because I've had good times on the lawn. The lawn's a party.
Yeah, it is good. I've had good times on the lawn too.
I want to sit in a chair.
Yeah, because we're old. Yes, Joe, because we're old. That's why we want to sit.
I want to sit in a nice comfy chair, and have a nice cup holder and enjoy the bands.
All right, when we come back, chocolate milk, it's a problem.
This is Davin's Den.
It's Davin's Den.
And And we're back. Thank you for listening to Davin's Den. We're going to do a little School of Fools here. This was Joe's blog, so I'm going to explain it, and then Joe will give his take on it. So here is our music, and away we go.
Ring around the rosy, bucket full of posies, ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
Shame, shame, shame.
School of Fools.
In upstate New York, Elise Stefanik is proposing a federal law that will require all schools to offer chocolate or flavored milk. I don't know how many flavors there is. There's chocolate and strawberry.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's cow flavor, my favorite. This one tastes like cow boob, in addition to regular milk. In a not-so-subtle jab at health Mayor Eric Adams, who of New York City, who thinks that sugar-laden dairy product is bad for kids. Well, it kind of is. So Stefanik said, let our New York students drink chocolate milk. Let them eat cake and chocolate milk. Our dairy farmers in upstate New York and the North Country work hard to produce nutritious milk for our communities. And the fine people of Hershey, Pennsylvania work hard to make that milk no longer nutritious. I don't think anybody's taking a shot at the dairy farmers here. All right.
I didn't think so.
No, but listen, you got to make political points, so whatever. Any effort of Mayor Adams to ban chocolate milk and replace it with vegan juice, which, by the way, is when you get vegans and you wring them out. That's how you make vegan juice. Now, it's not as easy as you would think because there's not a lot of meat on those vegans.
Right.
So you really got to get a lot of vegans to get one cup of vegan juice.
And all the whining to get that juice out.
Well, that's vegan wine, dear.
Oh, vegan wine. Oh!
Yes.
So much soy!
Is an absolute non-starter and will be opposed by parents, family, kids, and New Yorkers! Republicans now control the House of Representatives, which gives Stefanik's bill a better chance of passing. Yeah, but it's not going to pass the Senate. When she introduced it last year. Hello, Bill. She is now one of the most powerful leaders in Congress, serving as the House Republican Conference Chairwoman. Stefanik's legislation, the Protecting School Milk Choices Act of 2023. Finally, the issues that is rocking the country is
this is near and dear to my heart, by the
way. I know.
It's
co-sponsored by Representative Glenn Thompson of Pennsylvania, a Republican, who's the chairman of the House Committee on Agriculture. The measure simply states that schools must offer students flavored and unflavored fluid milk, and also I guess not powdered.
As opposed to chunky style? What are they talking about?
I guess powdered milk.
Oh, okay.
And also may offer students lactose-free milk. Chocolate milk supporters are worried about Adams turning into the Apple's the Big Apple's latest health nanny, akin to former Mayor Mike Bloomberg, who was thwarted in court over his push to ban the sale of large, sugary drinks, succeeded in outlawing trans fats in restaurants and nicks smoking in bars, restaurants, and other public places. Those latter things are, well, most people are pretty happy about, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Adams, the former Brooklyn Borough president who switched to a mostly vegan diet after being diagnosed with diabetes, has already ordered up a plant-based meals as an offering to school, posted a Do the Math video in 2019 in support of a proposal for the City Department of Education to scrap chocolate milk because of its sugar content. In the video presentation, the then borough president showed how much sugar was in a large glass of chocolate milk. The video said one cup of the sweet beverage contains 3 to 4 tablespoons of added sugar. Instead of what about the sugar farmers? Nobody's talking about the sugar farmers.
Really? I feel bad for them.
I most certainly do. Instead of serving our children beverages that set them up for a lifetime of health problems, we should be encouraging them to drink more water. Chocolate milk is loaded with an extra sugar and causes type 2 by diabetes and obesity and other health issues. Stefanik's pro-chocolate milk bill is a mayor spokesman said Thursday, we are committed to having healthy options in schools for students and will continue. So anyway, they've been working it out. There's a Stefanik's getting bipartisan support over this. That's basically the gist of it. Chocolate milk isn't so good for you. Now a lot of kids today are not getting a proper amount of calcium and other nutrients that is in milk.
Mm-hmm.
So Stefanik's argument is they're drinking the chocolate milk, so they're actually getting this nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
Adam's argument is, but we're making them fat and ADD with sugar and everything. It's not good for kids. So they both have health arguments and they both have you could say valid arguments.
Yeah.
Joe, this was your blog on davincomedy.com. What say you?
Well, they're both grandstanding on this, and let's break the numbers down, okay? So Chocolate milk doubles the amount of sugar in a cup of milk, increases the number of calories from 100 to 140, and it trains kids to have a sweeter palate. They also say more than two-thirds of milk in schools are flavored and an essential way of students to receive the necessary calcium, protein, and other daily nutrients they need for healthy growth and development. So it's kind of a conundrum, and they're saying that kids are not receiving enough calcium, vitamin D, and potassium, which are also found in milk. Now, the other options to get that are salads and kale. The kids aren't going to eat that. So it's recommended that kids should not have over 40 grams of...
Well, hold on. You could give them mozzarella cheese sticks. I mean, kids do like that. You could give them that.
You could do that, but it's recommended the kids should not have over 40 grams of chocolate milk a day. The USDA notes that apart from calcium, one cup of chocolate milk has 149 calories and offers 7.99 grams of protein, and they give the thing. Now, here's the thing. With the calories on that, there's 22 grams of sugar in one cup of chocolate milk, okay? Also, they're saying that the kids could have 40 grams of it. So what my recommendation is that limit it to a cup, which is 8 ounces. And at 8 ounces, you are getting the calcium and nutrients. And also, it's under the recommended amount that the USDA recommends. I think it's a happy medium. It also will teach kids moderations. When I have my dinner, I have a small can of Coke. It's not going to hurt me. It's Diet Coke because I'm having it in moderation. So it shows the kids how to drink something in moderation. I think it should be looked at. I think instead of grandstanding, they should look at these figures and sit down and see if they can come to a happy medium on this. Just another way of government just grandstanding and not trying to get to work on things.
I hear you, and I don't necessarily disagree with you. I just don't think we need a law mandating that they have to offer flavored milk. I would rather have a law, if we had to have a law about any of this, mandating that they should offer lactose-free options. Because I don't have a problem with them serving flavored milk, because I was a kid who didn't like milk, and drinking chocolate milk was the way to get me to drink it. So I don't need Mayor Adams mandating that you can't have it. I mean, I think that's something the parents can decide for themselves. Now, where I would agree, and that this is not in the article, is that they should not have soda in the vending machines at school, because there's no nutritional value in soda.
No, they shouldn't have the soda. And the thing about it is that everybody – now, when I first started to do the prep on this, I'm, like, very torn about this. I don't know which way I'm going to decide. So I broke down the numbers. I broke down the numbers and made a decision by breaking down the numbers. Is it too much to ask politicians to do that before they start jumping on their platform and start pontificating on what's going on?
Yeah, but I was just talking with a politician about this. Most voters are low information voters. So yeah. It's good that you broke down the numbers. Most people just want the headlines, and they're going to root for their favorite one, whether it be Stefanik or Adams on this one. You know, I'm like Joe. I'm kind of torn on it. Yeah. I think it's up to the parents. I think it's up to the parents whether their kid is going to drink chocolate milk. They can discuss that with their kid and the physician.
Yeah, I think that there's no reason for them to have to mandate either one of these. You know, it's like why are they getting involved in this?
I think Joe said it, grandstanding.
Yeah, the only reason to get involved is if there was no milk on offer at all.
Yes,
but as long as they have the option, let the parents and the figure out what they want their kids to have. Mandating or not mandating chocolate milk? Are we nuts?
So what we're saying
is what we're worried about?
What we're saying is we want parent choice when it comes to chocolate milk.
Yeah, I know. But it's
or serve them 8 ounces. And when they go, well, why is that? Well, here is why. Educate them.
Well, I don't know what size a little chocolate, because they give you like the little cardboard container of the chocolate milk.
Yeah.
At least that's what they use.
8 ounces.
Yeah, the pint container would have it a little bit over the average.
Yeah.
8 ounces is 8 ounces is a cup. 16 ounces is a pint. So it would be, if you did the pint, it would be over the average. So we're trying to keep it under.
All right. When we come back, a brand new scamming scammers. Somebody very famous who you love and or hate. We'll be right back.
This is Davin's Den. This is Davinston.
And we are back. Last segment of Davinston. You were hanging out with Joe Curry, Pip Helix, and Davin Rosenblatt. We'd like to do something that we've been doing for a long, long time. We call it Scamming Scammers. Pip, before I hit the music, why don't you explain briefly to those who have never heard this segment before what Scamming Scammers is?
Sure. Well, you know, people have been trying to scam people out of their money from all kinds of ways, either love scams or pretending to have a business opportunity, pretending to be a prince of someplace that's got some money. And so what we do is Davin takes on these people as fake Davin, and he scams the scammers, wastes their time. Then you get to hear it, laugh a little, and also learn how this works.
Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. When the scammers reach out to us, we scam them back. So join us for Davin Den Scams the Scammers. All right, so this is brand new. This came to my Instagram account on March 19th of 2023. I was very excited to hear from this person. He's constantly in the news.
Really?
And for him to reach out to me, Elon Musk.
Oh, well,
you should be honored.
I most certainly am. And on Instagram when he owns Twitter.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
Well, a guy like that wants to sneak away and get away from it all for a little bit.
Now, the first clue is this might not be real is because why is he reaching out to me? And he doesn't even have, like, the blue check mark. Elon, with that ego, he would have, like, five blue check marks.
Absolutely.
He wants to get out there with the little people and mingle.
Yeah, well, that yes, he does. And I'm just little enough to mingle with. So here we go. March 19th, 2023. Elon says, "Hello, how are you doing today? Hope you are doing all right," with a heart emoji. Aw,
we love you.
Oh, how sweet.
I go, "What up, Elon?"
Just like you were expecting his call.
Yeah, exactly. He goes, "How are you doing today? Hope you were doing all right." I go, "Fantastic. How are you?" He goes, "I know you'll be amazed to get a text from me." That sounds like Elon.
A little taken aback, yes.
And I am curious.
But to me, it's nothing. We're all human and want to use the opportunity to appreciate you and say thanks for being a great fan. I will not put a period here. I'd like to take this time I have to reach out to my fans privately and know their opinion about my work and how they can help me improve.
Oh, that's nice. He values you.
This seems like something. Well, he does actually ask how people think about things.
Yeah.
I go, "I'm surprised I haven't heard from you sooner, actually."
Been worried.
Why do you? Yeah, I have opinions. I go, "I wouldn't call me a fan."
Wow.
He goes, "It's a privilege having you here. Thank you. And I hope you are cool with me chatting with you on here." I go, "Sure, why not? We are all cyborgs after all. LOL, what a sense of humor." He continues, "Well, thank you for your reply so far. I created this private account so I," lowercase, so apparently Elon doesn't know proper capitalization, "so I can talk to my fans anytime. Am less bussy." As a put now, these African scammers usually say "am less" as opposed to "I am less."
Mm. Oh,
but Bussy's a new one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe
what
his
Bussy
first
is.
Name is Ruth. Maybe he's Ruth Bussy. But I am less Bussy for now because it's private account. I go, "Sure, I get it." He goes, "So what's your name and where are you chatting from, sir?" I go, "I'm chatting from the metaverse." He goes, "LOL. Are you serious, sir?" I go, "Of course. I mean, I know Meta is giving up on it, but then why not enjoy it, right?" Because Facebook's getting rid of the Meta.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
I go, "I'm surprised you're not making another kid right now."
What?
That's what I said to him.
Oh, my God.
I said, "You're quite prodigious." He goes, "I see you've been keeping up with my page. Tell me how much you know about me." I go, "Enough, but you probably know more about you."
I thought you were going to say you know more about me.
No. Maybe. Well, if he did own Twitter, he does.
Yeah, he does, creep. Oh, what?
He goes, "I mean, you must be a fan, so tell me." I go, "Just because I know what you does, not..." Now I'm writing like a scammer.
Yeah, what? You've become African.
I most certainly have. I go, "Just because I know what you does, not mean I am a fan. I think you're a bit needy for attention, actually."
God.
What? Like, you wouldn't say that to Elon if you could?
Yeah,
don't you have enough?
Yeah, really.
He goes, well, I won't say needy for attention. Well, you see, I created this page so that I can reach out to my fans privately and get to know them and what they think of, about me, my work, and how they can help me improve.
Enough about me. What do you think of me?
So I go, so you admit this is better for communication than Twitter?
Oh, damn. Oh.
He goes, yeah, I guess so. Back to why I'm here.
Can you... Yeah, I guess so.
I guess so.
How about, how much did he buy it for?
I know.
And he's like, yeah, I guess so. What, spend that much money on something and somebody asked you about it? Yeah, I guess so.
I guess.
It would be the most primary thing you would ever talk about ever since the purchase.
Yeah.
That's not what he wants to talk about. Apparently. He wants to talk about what I think about him.
No, you know your opinion
matters. That's very important.
He goes, can you please tell me about yourself? I go, dude, you own Twitter. You have information on all of us.
Yeah.
Just look through my dossier, for God's sake.
He goes, because I have information on all of you does not mean I know other things about you. That's why I said, tell me more about yourself, sir. I go, fair enough. Well, I love Tesla, the band.
No. Now, you could just imagine when he smiled and when you said the band, he frowned.
Yeah, you're right.
I go, do you listen to them? Mechanical Resonance is a great album, as is Bust a Nut. Mm. I go, did you name the car after them?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's so funny.
He goes, well, actually, it was named after Serbian-American inventor Nikola Tesla. I go, really? I guess that is why you invent rocket ships, and I rock out with my C out. And then he liked a bunch of my posts, I guess. I go, thank you for liking my post. That was nice of you. See, the media doesn't get you calling a megalomaniac and all that, but I get you. You're a good people, Elon.
Sucking up.
You'll sleep tight tonight knowing that.
Yes.
He goes, ha, 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 what a sense of humor. Yeah. I go, have you ever listened to the band Tesla? I think you would like them. Maybe put an album of their music in every new car you sell. That would be pretty dope.
Actually, that would be really funny.
That would be amazing.
And be great for Tesla.
Sure. They,
yeah.
They'll actually tour in the car.
Yeah, right.
I go, when you went to space, did you pretend you were Luke Skywalker or Darth Vader?
Valid question.
Darth Vader.
Valid
Darth
question. Vader.
He goes, have you ever thought of investing? Ah.
That's why we're here.
You see, but you're going to have to work the customer. You should have answered which one you would have been.
Yeah, exactly. He totally negated my question. Yeah.
He totally did.
He goes, have you ever thought of investing? Well, I am allowing some of my fans to invest in any of my company in the next 24 hours. You will be receiving back 20 times whatever you invest in any of my company. Company. You can invest in Tesla, UI, Starlink, or in crypto Tesla. All I want is to give opportunities to people. I know it's kind of awkward, so you have nothing to worry about. I give you my 100% assurance. Sure you do.
Oh, thank you.
What about the people? What about the people with the Twitter stock?
Did you give them the same assurance?
What about with your sinking Tesla stock?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Besides, I know there are a lot of people pretending to be me.
Yeah.
But I can tell you this. I won't do anything with your money. I go, why would someone pretend to be you?
And why would you do anything with the money? Aren't you supposed to do something with the money?
Yeah, that's
just going to sit here and...
Yeah.
That's like when you
it's
get like...
to admire me.
$10 for your birthday when you were 5. Now you hold on. Oh, I'm not going to do anything with the money. I'm going to use this for college.
Yeah, right.
I go. Why would someone pretend to be you? I could see Jeff Bezos or Bill Gates. That makes sense. But you? Really? Why?
Oh, God.
What? What? No?
No, it's just, if you were really speaking to this person.
Excuse me, young Pip Healy.
How dare you?
Thank you, Mr. Curry.
How dare you, woman.
Pull her on the carpet.
Yeah,
on the
carpet.
Who does she think she be?
No. I'm on the carpet.
Miss Elon reaches out to him and wants to give him an opportunity and wants to know about, how dare you?
You're right. I am suitably chastised. Please continue.
He goes, it happens. Trust me. Yeah, I don't think it's happening right now. I go, people suck. I got your back, real Elon, without the blue check mark. I know you are for real. I have a question. Like, when SpaceX goes into the next generation, I mean, you're always improving on your inventions. What do you think of calling the next gen Space Triple X?
I think I saw that in Times Square back in the day.
I'm sure you did, but Rudy closed it down. And then later he would give speeches in front of places like that. But I digress. He goes, so I want you to invest in any of my companies, sir. Which would you prefer? Tesla, Starlink, UI, just name any you are interested in. I go, dude, focus. Man, look at my suggestion.
Really?
And he goes, interesting. I go, seriously, Space Triple Triple X, penetrating the solar system. That is catchy as hell, dude. And we'll end it there. We'll end it.
Oh, boy. That's really funny.
Are we liking Elon?
I like Elon. I'm liking Elon. I'm liking Elon.
Oh, that's really funny. What dope thinks that people are sitting around going, of course he's asking me my opinion.
He wants to know.
This has to work, I guess, somehow.
With some people, I guess. But it's like, that's really sad.
Yeah. Well, it's not working with your pal.
No. No. But, you know, he thinks you're on board, and that's all that matters.
Well, that's my job, to waste his money.
I know.
Well, guys, time is running out. This has been a fantastic show. We hope you guys have a great evening wherever you are. For Joe, Pip, this is Davin. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep listening.